Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know, every week we stream this program that is the Inside Connection on their Facebook page, and it is seen by thousands. And they obviously have the YouTube channel. They do podcasting, MediConnect, the Inside Connection. You know all of the hosts. Lance is here with us today. But I did a segment on my show with a new feature that we have at kdkradio.com, KDK Watch, that had a chance to see Brian Brisinger talk about something that popped up recently in the Wall Street Journal, and I've been thinking about it, so I got Brian on the air to talk about it, and I must tell you, in all the years that I've been connected with them, I haven't had as much traffic from people simply coming up to me outside of the radio station or even reaching out saying, hey, is there truth to that, and how do I get a hold of MediConnect? It is going to happen. I'm going to have Lance give you just some of his thoughts before we get into today's show. But now more than ever, and I mentioned this promoting the show earlier today, now more than ever, you need their services at MediConnect. They're the pros. There's never a charge for their services. You can call them right now and set up an appointment, especially the enrollment period months away. You're going to be signing up for the first time. You're going to be 65. You currently are 65. Or if you're going to want to reevaluate your current benefits, 888-818-6334. They're there till noon today, 888-818-6334. But I could not believe how many people responded to that interview that I had with Brian the other night. So, Lance, before we get started, you too had seen the article in a few other publications. So this is something that is there, but it's nothing to be frightened of. You have a chance to really act and react to it by getting a hold of MediConnect and letting your staff help people get through what is going to be a very unique and interesting enrollment period, especially with this news. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm really good. Good to have you here today. And as I want to thank Brian again for coming on the other night, because it really did stir a lot of interest. And I think the best thing that came from it, all the people feeling good about having MediConnect to help them. So that's a good thing.
Yeah. I mean, so if you remember back to February, we talked about the advance notice coming out, right? And how CMS puts out this document every year, kind of foreshadowing what might happen. Then it goes into the lobbyists, and they go back and forth, and then the final notice comes out in April, right? Well, we started talking back in April where we thought that there was going to be some changes this coming year, and it's really because of two reasons. The first one is the Inflation Reduction Act put some information in there regarding lowering Part D prescription drugs, right, Rob? So that's the first big one. So if they're going to lower the drug costs for people that are high-end users, how is that going to be paid for? Are the pharmaceutical companies going to pay for all of it? Are the private insurance Part D plans going to pay for all of it? Are the other consumers? It's going to be a mix of all of those, actually. And then the second thing was, is there's Medicare reimbursement that goes to these private insurance companies that offer the prescription plans and the Medicare Advantage plans, and they have lowered that. We're actually in year two of three, which Brian referenced on Wednesday night, of this process. So we've been actually saying since April, hey, everybody, you want to at least get your antennas up as we go into the later part of the year about your Medicare. Now, in the last 4 weeks, we've seen an article by the Wall Street Journal. We've seen one by Newsweek. We've seen one right in the Post Gazette, right, that are saying, look, Medicare changes are coming. Now, the big thing with this, Rob, is we've gone through what I call a golden age of Medicare, right, where we've had price compression, benefit expansion. It seemed like Christmas morning for the last 7 years for Medicare beneficiaries. So, yes, I feel like there's going to be some retraction this year, but it's not going to be retraction of back to 7 years ago, if you understand what I'm saying. It's going to be some retraction, I would say, back to the mean a little bit, right? We'll probably see some higher prescription costs. We're going to see some changes, I think, in ancillary benefits. And again, we don't have all the details yet. It's been kind of a tight-lipped year so far, or summer, from the carrier standpoint of exactly what things are going to look like. But as you know, as we get more information, we're going to get that information out. People can call us. I do totally believe, and people, if they've listened to us for a long time, they might say, well, they say this all. I think this is going to be the year where you don't want to sleep on your coverage. This is going to absolutely be the year. Now, the other years, we didn't want people to sleep because, hey, there's benefits out there that you might not be getting right now. This year is because you want to make sure that you're truly in the best plan. As the market is realigning itself, you want to make sure you're in the best plan.
Listen, I can't stress this enough, and obviously I've got personal experience with them, and I've seen it firsthand, and people that we have helped through MediConnect, even Andy Amrine, who's down the hall getting ready for his show, his staff, they are second to none. They are the pros. And I know when you see that and you're my age, you get nervous. Matter of fact, when I first read it, I thought, I better not put it off any longer. I better get on MediConnect. But then you get talking to the pros, you understand where we're at. But more importantly, they're there for you. They can help you right now. So as we go through this hour, I would set up that appointment today. Why not get out ahead of it? You can do it by calling 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. But as Lance said, we're not going back 7 years. It's just going to be a little bit of a different, well, trend, and they can help you get where you need to go, achieve your goals, save some money, have that discretionary income be where you need it to be, but also have the benefits that are necessary for you at that particular time in your life. So it's good to have MediConnect, MediConnectInsurance.com, and a great time to get out to their seminars because you can ask all these questions in person, and we'll give you that list in just a little bit.
Yeah, so again, I think it's, you know, we've been kind of saying the last few years, what's the new trinket that we're going to get this year, right?
We got spoiled.
We did get spoiled. It's a great way of saying it. Now it's going to be, well, what benefits? I think this is going to be the big thing. What benefits are most important to the individual consumer? Because there's going to be some crawlback, and it may be things that were really important to them where another plan might make more sense. But again, we're available. Almost 25 advisors at this point in time can do it over the phone, in person, at our office. Takes about an hour. We'll walk through all the details with them. And, you know, I think actually right now through the enrollment time is going to be great for all of our listeners too, because today we're starting our Medicare 101 series. And we do this every year. It's an educational series that each week, Mark, Lauren, Sean, myself, we're going to walk them through some of the big aspects of Medicare.
All right, so let's get started with this week's show officially underway. We got about 2 minutes till the break. We have a lot to get to. I'll tell you what, why don't we skip ahead a little bit and do the seminar. And then we'll tell people how they can register. Then we'll come back and do this day in history and get to the trivia question.
Sounds great.
Go right ahead.
Awesome. So July 9th, we're going to be at the UPMC Harbor Gardens on Metropolitan Street in Pittsburgh. That's at 2 p.m. So that's a different time for us, 2 p.m. on July 9th. July 16th at 4:30 and 6 o'clock at the AHN Brentwood Neighborhood Hospital on Sawmill Run Boulevard. On the 17th, we're going to be at Baird's offices, 12570 Perry Highway in Wexford. July 24th at 6 o'clock, we're going to be at the Bethel Park Community Center. And July 31st at 6 o'clock, we're going to be at the UPMC Connect Center in Monroeville. Full listing of seminars are on the website, Rob. And again, if you're new to Medicare in the next 12 months, what does that mean? You're going to be, you just got 64 and you're going to turn 65, or maybe you've worked past 65 and now you're looking to retire in the next 12 months. This is the time to reach out, register for a seminar, and get educated so that you know how to fix your budget, your timeline, all those important things.
So Sylvester Stallone and George Bush are the same age.
Yeah, how about that? I was actually laughing at that when I was pulling it.
I think George W. Bush in better shape.
Well, one's had less plastic surgery, I know that.
Yeah, but I still love Sly. All right, short break. We'll come back. We got a lot to get to today, but I would set up that appointment. It's free. You never pay for their services. Do it as we go to break, 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. And you can also book for those seminars, which are free, not only by calling. You can go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I think we should let the audience know, Lance, that you're a stud, man. You were out running the Montour Trail. He's the walking wounded a little bit.
I am the walking wounded right now.
But, well, let me just tell you.
I forgot I was 53, Rob.
But let me tell you the big difference. And this is why, for those of you who are on Medicare or about to be like me, you appreciate Medicare and MediConnect because you never know. I wake up with more bruises on my body. And I don't remember how I got them. I'm banging into something, doing whatever. It takes me a little longer to get up on the treadmill, to flex, to stretch. I'm telling you, what you're doing at your age is remarkable. So you're out running on the Montour Trail. You tweaked your knee a little bit, and you're wondering what it is. So I'm throwing DeMayo's name out, all these people for you. Get you some stem cell therapy, regenerative cellular therapy, whatever I need to do.
But my man,
you should be proud of yourself that you're doing that. That's something to really be proud of. And I know you want to run in the marathon, so I've got that old partnership with the great folks at Dick's Sporting Goods. I would actually come down to Pittsburgh. Somehow I might even take the day off if you run in that marathon. That, let me tell you something, as the games are approaching, when Frank Shorter won it in 1972, I was, you know, getting ready about 2 years from graduating. So I'm like 15, 16 years of age. It was one of the most exhilarating moments in my life when he came into that stadium. And anybody, I don't care if it takes you 5 hours, anybody that completes a marathon, they're heroes to me. So if you do that or even do a half marathon, I'll be cheering you on.
All right, man. It's a deal. I was up to 25 miles a week, feeling great. And I overdid it a little bit on the trail. So I've been on the sidelines for 3 weeks, but hoping to get back at it here soon. And it's a deal.
The worst thing about when you're in the zone like that, and I was for years, I mean, I still work out, but not like that. When you can't do it.
Oh, I'm going crazy, man.
You're climbing the walls.
I'm depressed about it.
Listen, I've known him for multiple years. Every time I see him, how's it going? Everything's great. Good day, sunshine, going to get outside. He walks into the building, and I'm like, how are you? He goes, eh. I'm like, there's something going on. But when the red light goes on, he's a gamer. So let's get going, and let's say hello to everyone again. This is the Inside Connection, the Independence Day weekend edition. And joining us, of course, is Lance O'Brien. Go ahead, Lance.
Yeah, so this day in history, July 6, 1775, Congress issues the Declaration of the Causes and Necessities of Taking Up Arms. That's a mouthful right there. It was written by Thomas Jefferson and John Dickinson. And it lists America's grievances, but denies any intent to be independent, which 1 year later, on July 6th, everything changed.
Can you imagine the courage you took to do that?
Unbelievable. Really?
Like, I mean, somebody knocks at the door and you're talking about it, like, who is that? Blow out the candles. You know what I mean? Really,
yeah.
Courageous stuff.
You know, we live in a great nation. I appreciate all of our servicemen and women, everybody who's fought for the freedoms that we get to enjoy. We're truly blessed. We're truly blessed to live in this country. So,
all right, what's next?
July 6, 1785, U.S. Congress unanimously resolves to name the U.S. currency the dollar. So we didn't end up the pound or the peso or whatever. We got the dollar. Or we hope to have a few dollars, right? A few coins of nickels to rub together.
I didn't know this about Mr. Pasteur in 1885.
Yeah, he's known for something much differently. But on July 6, 1885, Louis Pasteur successfully gave the first anti-rabies vaccine to a 9-year-old, Joseph Meester, and saved his life.
That's a big deal. We're thinking of a pasteurized milk, but that's a big, I never knew that.
Yeah, yep, pretty awesome. This day, 1942, Anne Frank's family goes into hiding in Afterhouse in Amsterdam.
Still have a hard time reading about that or watching any movie about it. That young woman.
Talk so about
courageous.
Courage.
Oh,
yes.
I mean, bar none. No matter what you think courage is, Anne Frank is all about courage. Okay, 1957.
John Lennon at the age of 16 and Paul McCartney at the age of 15 meet for the first time as Lennon's rock group Quarrymen performed.
And the rest, they say, is history.
That was a good introduction, right?
But I mean, think about it. From 57, just a few years later, they were known around the world that quick. So for those garage bands who are thinking it'll never happen, I can remember when Taylor Swift sang the national anthem in 06 at a Steeler game, and I went, boy, she's good. And
yeah.
She's great.
You were a good judge of talent, weren't
listen,
you?
Listen. The only other time I saw it happen in the family, my daughter said to me, if you think she's good, let me show you this performer on her phone video. The young woman was only 12 at the time. It was Ariana Grande.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So you just never know. But Taylor Swift's in a league of her own. She's incredible.
Absolutely.
And this thing changed my life because I was working a double shift. It was the holiday weekend, and I decided to go see a movie in between. And this is the movie that I saw, and I have fallen in love with it to where I watch it whenever I can.
Yeah, it's one of my top five movies of all time. This day, 1994, Forrest Gump was released, and Academy Awards Best Picture that year. And it's a classic.
It is. And the other thing, he said, I'll take a percentage. He got $40 million for making this movie.
That was a smart business decision.
Smart business.
Life is like a box of chocolates, and he opened a good one.
That's right. 2020.
Talking about opening up a box of chocolate. This day, 2020, Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes agrees to the largest contract for an athlete in sports history. 12 years at a measly $503 million.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah, I think he's going to earn it.
They said he could be the first billion-dollar quarterback because he's got another one in him probably.
I would think.
Birthday.
Frida Kahlo was born this day, 1907. George W. Bush, 1946, as you referenced right before the break.
Yep.
Him and Sly Stallone were born the exact same day. And then comedian Kevin Hart turns 48 today.
Who is a conglomerate, an entrepreneur. Incredible.
Yes, he is.
Trivia
yes,
question. Is. If you think you know the answer, 412-922-1020. Ryan is standing by. And we, if get that winner, he'll let me know and we'll let everyone in the audience know. And that winner is going to get a $15 gas card, courtesy of GetGo. Go ahead.
Yeah, so in honor of this weekend, the American Revolutionary War, how long did it last in years? How many years did the American Revolutionary War last?
I didn't realize it was that. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah. Yeah, I was also surprised. So $15 gas card. Thank you to all of our listeners. Again, I think the next couple months are going to be huge as we enter into our Medicare series. As we go through the rest of today's show, I want to talk about what I call Medicare Made Miserable. And I think it's really important for everybody to listen and to understand that. Then we're going to get into Part A, Part B, Medicare Advantage, supplements, prescription drugs, penalties, donut hole. All of those types of things that are going to be so important for people that are nearing this to really understand and be able to grasp. So you don't want to miss the rest of today's show. You don't want to miss. But if you have a question today, maybe you're wondering about all this stuff that we're talking about. You know, we recently had someone leave a five-star review for us on Google and said, I've been wanting to call them forever, and I'm glad that I finally did. And maybe that's you this morning. Maybe you're like, man, I've wanted to call. Now's the time to make sure that you're in the right coverage. You can give us a ring at 888-818-6334. We got a live advisor standing by today until noontime. You can also go to our website, which it's new and improved. We just did a complete overhaul of our website, MediConnectInsurance.com. It's made it much more user-friendly for you. On that site, you can go to the chat and have an instant chat with us on a Medicare question or something of that issue. We've been seeing a lot of people using that, which has been great. We've been able to get people answers in real time through that. You can go on and set your own appointment, choose your own location where you want to set the appointment, just trying to make it easier to connect with it. And Rob, I don't know if anybody from the last couple shows mentioned this, but we were recently named one of the fastest 50 fastest growing companies in Pittsburgh. And the full announcement is going to come out August 29th.
Well, listen, it's because of the before, during, and after the follow-up. I mean, you guys leave no stone unturned and thorough. I mean, I have had people call, like former mail carriers, because of things that are developing. They're like, boy, they don't waste any time.
No.
I mean, and you get answers in real time. I mean, where somebody is thinking, I've been worried for days, within an hour, they've got the answer, even if they're in person or not. You guys really know your stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it was exciting. Someone nominated us, and, you know, they reached out to us, and, you know, they said, yeah, you guys, by growth of employees and, you know, clients and everything, you know. So we're just really excited. It couldn't happen without all of our great clients. So we appreciate them and everybody that's going to be working with us in the future so much, and our team.
All right. So, and by the way, I follow you on all of your platforms, and I see the team around the conference table with another satisfied customer. I start my day, I end my day, I spend my day. So throughout the day, you're getting it done. All right, what are we going to do when we come back after the break?
So when we come back, we're going to jump into Medicare Made Miserable. And I want to walk through four things that I think makes this process so difficult for people. And again, I think it's going to be very important for people to understand what they're generally up against so that they know how to attack that. So we're going to start there. And then we're going to look at three ways that we simplify the process for people.
You think George W. Bush, who I have the utmost respect respect for. Do you think he's got Medicare?
I would imagine he does. Yeah. And well, I mean, I don't know. It's a good question. He could have some kind of government insurance. I'm sure he doesn't pay, though.
Listen, after that job, nobody should pay. That's a tough job. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Stay with us. Lots more still to come. Hey, if you have any questions and you want to join us, you can do that too. Lance always loves talking to the listeners, 866-391-1020. But again, as we go to break, how long was the Revolutionary War? If you think you know, give us a call. 412-922-1020, 412-922-1020, and the winner will get a $15 Get-Go gas card. We'll be back. So it's nice when your wife says you look handsome on the video screen.
Yeah, I got a text this morning, so I guess that's good, right?
Yeah, you look good. We're actually streaming this as we always do on their Facebook page, but you really should follow all of their platforms. And one thing is for sure, Cynthia was following that question with the right answer, and the correct answer for Cynthia and Butler, who gets a $15 Get-Go gas card, is how many years Revolutionary War?
Seven. Just a little bit over 7 years for the Revolutionary War. I would have thought it was longer than that.
I mean, can you imagine the elements and what they went through? And we complain when somebody's, you know, eating all the peanut butter.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
Incredible.
I mean, we've had some great men and women have created an amazing country for us to live in.
Well, and then, you know, when it was all said and done, he said, I don't want to be the king. I want to be just be a democracy.
Yep.
That's why this country is so great. Okay, let's get back to our conversation. Medicare being miserable, but listen, they will make it right for you. But this week's topic, why is Medicare made miserable? Go ahead.
Yeah, so I think one of the biggest questions we get all the time, Rob, is why do they make this so difficult? Or I don't know what to do. Or I started looking into this and I just got more confused, right? This is so common, you know? So I wanted to kind of walk through why do people see this whole approach to Medicare being so difficult. And I think the first reason, Rob, is because health insurance in general is unfamiliar to people, right? Think about it. Most people, if you ask them about their health insurance, some people don't even know who their carrier is, right? Like, I'm not even sure who it's through now, right? If it's group coverage or whatever, we see it all the time with Medicare, but people generally just aren't very familiar when it comes to their health insurance. They might know their monthly premium. They might know the copay when they go to their primary care or a specialist, right? And they might know what it costs to pay their prescriptions. But other than that, they don't really know much about their coverage. And take it a step further, you know, two big parts of medical or health insurance plans are deductibles and max out of pocket. Most people we run into are confused about what those are, right? Deductible is what you pay before the insurance company pays anything. Max out of pocket is the most that you can pay in a calendar year. So let's just put Medicare, if you will, to the side for a minute. Why is this so difficult? Because I think in general, people struggle with health insurance. And here's the reason why. Most of our life, someone does all the work for us.
I have the best human resources department on the planet.
Right?
Know. They do.
Isn't that the truth? Like all of us, if we go and we have an employer and we have benefits through our company, they do all of the legwork and then they just drop a few plans, whether you're 25, you're 30, you're 52, whatever your age is, that's what most of our life has been. So our decisions around healthcare have been very simplified. Which one of these plans looks best for you this year? Or which one of these plans do you think you can afford? Or which one of these plans fit your risk tolerance? So for the average American consumer, there's a lot of lack of knowledge when it comes to health insurance in general, right? Now, when they come Medicare age, now they're not having someone generally do it for them. They think, I've got to do this all by myself. And that leads to the second reason why I think for a lot of people, Medicare is miserable, because Medicare is confusing. It is truly confusing. I've shared this once or twice on the show before, but we had a gentleman who writes Medicare law. He's a lawyer who writes the rules of Medicare, called us and said, I need you to help me through the sign-up process and picking a plan, right? Because there's so many contingencies. First of all, and I mean, you can take this comment for what it's worth, but it's a government program, right? Whenever you get the government involved, sometimes it has a tendency to be a little bit complicated. I'll give you an example. We had somebody utilize our chat feature just this week on our website, and it was a lady who actually worked for the Department of Defense. And she said, I'm hoping you guys can give me an answer to my question. I have retirement coverage. It's considered credible right now, but I'm turning 65. If I don't sign up for Medicare Part B right now, am I going to get a penalty? Well, yes, she's going to get a penalty because even though the Department of Defense and the federal government considers it credible coverage, she's retired. And if you're not actively working when you go on to when you turn 65, you have to be actively working with your coverage, then you're going to get a penalty. It's kind of your situation, Rob. You decided when we reviewed your coverage, you decided to stay with KDKA's coverage, right? Mm-hmm. Well, you're actively working. That's what enables you to do that. So we had like a 2-minute chat, and I just happened to be the one who answered the chat at that moment, right? And she was like, I can't believe this information this quickly. She said, I've called Social Security multiple times and gotten multiple different answers. I've talked to OPM, the federal government's program, and I've gotten different answers. It's confusing. It's challenging. There's not just one way to sign up. There's not just one reason to sign up. There's not just one way to get penalties. It's an overwhelmingly confusing process for people.
But listen, I can speak firsthand. I've seen you guys maneuver through things when I've just with my mouth open been listening to these questions like, what in the world is even close to the answer? And you guys with no notes think on your feet and the answer is delivered. You must be like continuous education 24 hours a day because this stuff changes every day. So every day you go to the office, you're learning something new, I gotta believe.
Well, you're seeing a different scenario all the time, right? You know, because everybody's got different scenarios. But I always say it this way because it's, you know, if I got behind your control board this morning and I had to run the show, I'd be lost. I don't know what all those buttons do.
But listen, Ryan's actually running the show.
Shout out to Ryan. Yeah. Let's go, my man.
Let's just be honest. You remember the Wizard of Oz? He's the wizard behind the curtain.
There you go. But you get my point, right? If I walked out to Ryan's seat and I tried to produce this show, all the listeners would be calling in and say, what the heck is going on this morning? Because I don't do it every day. Well, this right. I do all day long. I think about it all the time. But you're right. We do a lot of continuing education. We're always having to learn. We're always having to test. So we're so familiar with this. But Medicare is confusing because you got three different things going on, Rob. The first one is you sign up through Social Security, which many people don't realize that. They think, well, I sign up for Medicare through Medicare. No, Social Security is the one who actually helps you sign up. Well, then you have CMS, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and Medicare itself, which administers the program. So then you've got them, and then you've got all the private insurance companies that are offering the different coverage. So it's like putting a lot of cooks in the kitchen, if you will, right? And what happens when there's too many cooks in the kitchen? Things don't taste good, right? And that's basically what is happening with Medicare is you got all these cooks in the kitchen and it's making what's challenging. And it really kind of leads into the next point is there's a lot of voices for people, right?
Yeah.
You know, there's the carriers, right? You know, there's marketers, which we're, in a way, that's part of what we do. I want to talk about why I think we're different in a few minutes, but then you've got everybody in their circle of influence. And this has really become a big one, Rob. I can't tell you how many people are like, I just don't know what to do. My mom is telling me to do this. My sister's telling me to do this. My friend's telling me to do that. And so you got all this chaos of Medicare itself, and then you've got all these invoices, and it's just challenging for people.
All right, we're going to run the seminars, and we're going to take a break, come back. We've got more, and every single week in this time slot, we are helping you navigate those waters. But don't wait for the show every week. Get out to a seminar or call today, not only to book or reserve that free space at that seminar, but book a reservation to go meet with them and sit down and have a conversation and a meeting. And I remind you, there is never a charge for their services, and they deal with all of these health carriers. So please remember the number, 888-818-6334. because I want you to call now and set up that appointment. 888-818-6334 or go to MediConnectInsurance.com to find out everything you need to know. Bridging the healthcare gap. Now, this is the list of the upcoming seminars that you're definitely going to want to plug into, Lance.
Yeah, so July 9th at 2 p.m., we're going to be at the UPMC Harbor Gardens on Metropolitan Street in Pittsburgh. The 16th at 4:30 and 6, we're going to be at AHN Brentwood Neighborhood Hospital on Sawmill Run Boulevard, Route 51, for those of you familiar with that area. The 17th at 6 o'clock, we're going to be at Baird's offices, obviously acquired Heffron Tillotson, right? So we're going to be with them in Wexford on Perry Highway. On the 24th at 6 p.m., we're going to be at the Bethel Park Community Center on 5151 Park Avenue. And then on the 31st at 6 o'clock, UPMC Connect Center on Golden Mile Highway in Monroeville. Again, full listing of seminars. And Rob, I just want to mention, you know, these seminars, we're still getting 15 to 20 people every time, but we do have people that reach out and say, can I bypass the seminar and just get an appointment? Absolutely. We'll cover the same stuff in the seminar if you want to do it that way, but you just need the information, the education, regardless of how you get it.
All right. It's real simple. MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on the seminars tab or call 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. What are we doing next?
So when we come back, I want to tie a bow around the last reason why I think Medicare is difficult and then why we make it simple. And again, I just really want people to understand the process of how we can assist them with this.
All right, we're in the Aetna studios with all sorts of good information on the MediConnect Inside Connection Show. Back with more with your Pratt Pack in a moment on this Saturday morning at KDKA 100.1 FM, AM 1020.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, we're going to wrap up this week's show. The Inside Connection. We'll run those seminars again before we get out of here. But remember, everything you need, go to MediConnectInsurance.com or you can call our live advisor standing by every single Saturday when the show starts up until 12 noon, 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. Back to your host, Lance O'Brien.
Yeah, I mean, we're always available to help. You know, we want to, if you got a question, we want to be available. So you can reach out to us. The number that Rob shared, 888-818-6334, go to the website. Always got people standing by. So last segment we just talked about is we're getting into our Medicare education series of why people even need a resource like us. Why does it even matter? And, you know, so we started talking about the fact that, you know, for a lot of people, health insurance itself is very unfamiliar. We don't really understand it. We're not knowledgeable about it. And that's because people do it for us most of our lives, right? And then we get to Medicare and it's a whole new system. And basically, for most people, they think they're on their own, right? And, from there, they find out as they start researching and they go through the process of starting to look things up, it's like they get more confused, and it's because there's so many different cookies or hands in the cookie jar, if you will, right? And, you know, then there's all these voices, and then ultimately what happens, I think, Robin, is there's an element of fear starts to creep in, right? An element of uncertainty, you know. I don't know who to trust, and people start to get paralysis by analysis, right? You know, so they start procrastinating, putting things off, and we hear this all the time. I don't want to make a mistake. I don't want to make a mistake. I don't want to make a mistake, right? So, you know, that's normally, you know, by the time people pick up the phone or if they've been listening to us long enough and they know I just don't want to handle this, you know, I think we've been talking about Medicare made miserable. We really focus on Medicare made simple, right? That's one of our consistent taglines. So the first thing of why people I would think would want to reach out to us is we truly are a trusted resource. Now, that could be me saying that, right? And I'm supposed to say that because I'm a part of the company, but truly, we are a trusted resource in this industry. And I think one of the big reasons is consistency, right? Like, the consistency of what we do day after day, week after week, year after year, getting out great information, assisting people, helping people. And our clients are the proof of it. You know, we're over 20,000 people now that we've worked with. Again, we had mentioned one of the 50 fastest growing companies in Pittsburgh this year, which we appreciate everybody who has picked up the phone and called us. But Rob, I think one of the things that, you know, people go and they look at what others are saying, our clients, right? And again, all we do is say, hey, if you appreciated the service, let us know. And if you read the reviews, over and over and over and over, they were patient. It didn't matter how many questions that I asked. They didn't try to sell me anything, right? They did an analysis of me. And if you read all those Google reviews, it's not just one of our reps either, one of our executives, right? It's this one, this one, this one. It's because of how we train and approach everything. This matters to us. It's, yes, we're running a business, but Rob, at the end of the day, we are passionate about this. We really care about the individual person getting the best possible experience they can. And then I think what really cements that consistency and what our clients are saying is the carriers and the relationships and the partners, right? Like, you know, UPMC approached us and said, hey, we would like for you to do educational workshops in our facilities, AHN, right? Why? Because we're not biased. You know, in those, they know we're not going to write their carrier every single time. They know we're going to do what's right by the client. We're going to do what's right by the consumer. Our goal is to make sure we understand their situation so well and educate them so good that they can make a great decision for themselves.
Listen, I'm jealous. You're going to get to say hi to my old friends at Baird, and you're going to go see a place that I want to take a tour of, Brentwood, of course, that neighborhood hospital, AHN, and you got that great relationship with the iconic UPMC. So this is why I love what you do, because you have all of the people that you need in place to build a team to help the people. You know, we could do a third segment out of the four segments every week of just people who have gone through your services, and maybe they might even do a better job than you and I because they've lived it. But listen, we've been doing this a long time, and people come up to me, good, bad, indifferent, when I'm at the grocery store or wherever I am, and not once, and I'll be quite honest, not once has anybody said anything but positive reviews. And it's just not the Google reviews. It's people I meet in the street every day who love having MediConnect in their life, making a difference.
Yeah, we appreciate that. And again, so I think it matters, like that consistency, the character of the people doing it. Are we 100% perfect? Of course not, right? Nobody is, right? But we approach this with wanting to make sure that everybody who's transitioning to Medicare that reaches out to MediConnect has an amazing experience, that they don't make any of those mistakes. And I think the reason why we've been able to build the brand and the reputation we have is because it really is about education first. It's not about getting a sale, right? It's about educating the consumer where they're at, telling them to stay on their group coverage. Heck, we've helped two people from this radio station, you and Marty Griffin, and we've walked through the whole process with them. And what did we tell both of you? Based on your situation, you would be better off staying with your group coverage right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's been a ton of other people. Hope Andy doesn't mind me mentioning it, right? But we've helped Andy and his company a bunch of times. We just helped him and his wife personally. And for her, it was better for her to go on to Medicare. So it's just making sure people understand to make a good decision.
Well, you can make that good decision by calling now and setting up that in-house review. That visit, that appointment is absolutely free. You never pay for a service at MediConnect. 888-818-6334. We're going to run the seminars one more time. That's the same number to book your free registration, so you will be reserved that spot at the seminar of choice. And you can also do it by going to MediConnectInsurance.com and clicking on the seminar tab. Here's that number again. They're there, those live advisors, till noon. 888-818-6334. 888-818-6334.
Yeah, so June 9th at 2 p.m., we're going to be at the UPMC Harbor Gardens on Metropolitan Street in Pittsburgh. July 16th at 4:30 and 6, we're going to be at the AHN Brentwood Neighborhood Hospital on Sawmill Run Boulevard, 51 Route 51. July 17th at 6 p.m., we'll be at the Baird offices on Perry Highway. The 24th, we're going to be at the Bethel Park Community Center at 6 o'clock, and on the 31st, we'll be back at the UPMC Connect Center, this time at A Golden Highway in Monroeville. Full listing of seminars are there on the website. You can go there, click the seminars tab, register right for the seminar there. If you have a question for us, can't reach us by phone, which I would find hard to believe, but you can go and do the chat feature. You can schedule an appointment for a review now, even for October. Listen, we're here to help you with all things Medicare, but not only Medicare, all things ACA. I think we don't focus on that enough. We get a lot of people who reach out and say, hey, I don't have insurance right now. My employer doesn't offer it. I'm self-employed. Can you help me with getting onto Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act? Yes, we do a ton of that insurance as well. So anything in the individual space that's healthcare related, we're here for you.
Listen, take care of that knee. Get out there on the track, hopefully happy and healthy, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Sounds great, my friend. Appreciate it.
There he goes, Lance O'Brien. Again, that number, 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. All of those home improvement projects, we're going to handle them coming up in a matter of moments after David Balorado checks that news at the top of the hour. It's your Pratt Pack today on KDKA. Good morning.